This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, May 6th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Duarte decries resource abandonment. Ross talks climate in India and ag equipment on the National Mall this week. Duarte blasts resource abandonment nationwide. GOP Representative John Duarte of Modesto is warning that a campaign of, quote, resource abandonment is hurting consumers and families. Speaking at a National Association of Farm Broadcasting press conference last week, Duarte called it a crisis that some ag resources are not helping to feeding humans. He decried the management of energy, minerals, farm water in California, and endangered species enforcement for bears, delta smelt, salmon, and wolves. Duarte also chastised increases to the federal interest rate, reasoning that it, quote, destroys resource industries, destroys capital investment, and makes everything more expensive in the short and long run. On that note, Duarte called the Army Corps of Engineers, quote, anti-human lords of scarcity, reflecting lingering resentment over a five-year lawsuit. As a nursery owner, Duarte fought the Corps over alleged Clean Water Act violations, ending within a settlement agreement in 2017. Now keep in mind, Duarte's facing a rematch against former Assemblymember Adam Gray in November. The Republicans sweep through the 2022 election by a margin of just 600 votes. The outcome this year could be one of nine races that determine control of the House of Representatives. Ross eyes sustainable ag in India. Reflecting on a trade mission to India last month, CDFA Secretary Karen Ross has detailed opportunities she will be watching now that the country has lowered some tariffs. Ross, a pioneer in sustainable ag policies, noted her priorities in the climate-smart ag practices, alternatives to conventional pesticides, precision irrigation technologies, and better nutrient management approaches. Meanwhile, Julie Adams, Vice President of Global Technical and Regulatory Affairs at the Almond Board, joined the trip and said it only scratched the surface for opportunities in a country where almonds are, quote, an essential part of the tradition and culture. Andrew Comfort, Vice President of International Marketing at the Wine Institute, said the mission helped her better understand the many factors driving growth in this robust yet complex market. Labor reaffirms validity of H-2A wage rate rule. The Labor Department's Employment and Training Administration has ratified its rule setting wage rates for farm workers in response to a lawsuit alleging that the rule was not properly issued. Jose Javier Rodriguez, Assistant Secretary for Employment and Training at the Labor Department, says in the Federal Register today that, quote, out of an abundance of caution and to avoid any doubt as to its validity, I have independently evaluated the final rule and the basis for adopting it. The National Council of Agricultural Employers is appealing to a federal district judge dismissal of its lawsuit, alleging the 2022 rule was issued without the required notice and comment. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Modern ag gets focus in the nation's capital. The National Mall will be showcasing the latest innovations in precision agriculture and farm equipment this week. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers is sponsoring the second celebration of modern ag on the National Mall. It starts today and runs through Wednesday. By the way, Deputy Agriculture Secretary Salchiel Torres-Small will attend the event along with Robert Bonney, USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, and the Deputy Undersecretary for FPAC, Gloria Montano-Green. 20 member companies of AEM taking part in the event along with numerous farm and biofuel industry groups. I don't believe you'll find another industry on the face of the earth that is more advanced from a technology standpoint or that utilizes or deploys technology like the ag industry does. That the word of Bill Hurley, he's Vice President of Global Government Affairs for AGCO Corporation, speaking on an AgriPulse open mic interview. Hurley chairs AEM's Ag Sector Board. Now, for more on this week's D.C. agenda, you can read our Washington Week Ahead. Feed and industry regulators called out false reports on poultry litter and HPAI. Feed ingredient regulators and manufacturers are defending the occasional use of poultry litter as dairy cattle feed amid what American Feed Industry Association President and CEO Constance Coleman calls, quote, sensational headlines and articles falsely accusing feeding practices of spreading the HPAI virus. While not widely used, the Association of American Feed Control Officials approve the use of dried poultry litter and waste, which are not good hosts for viruses, as a partial source of protein for beef and dairy cattle, Coleman said. Recent research shows that it is not a common byproduct used in dairy diets. AAFCO Executive Director Austin Therrell says in a statement that while, quote, theoretically possible, it is very unlikely the illness was spread through animal feed. He adds that while not widely used, poultry litter can be a great alternative for cattle to promote sustainability while still gaining a nutritional benefit for the animals. Dairy groups testify before USTR on supply chain resilience. Dairy industry representatives call for lower tariffs and protection of common food names at a hearing on supply chain resilience held by the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative Friday. Tony Rice, Director of Trade Policy at the National Milk Producers Federation and U.S. Dairy Export Council, also pushed for eventual elimination of all tariffs on U.S. dairy exports, as well as strong dispute settlement provisions. The dairy industry also is seeking data transparency and supported the Biden administration's freight logistics optimization work to prevent congestion that may impact perishable goods, said Becky Ransdell, Senior Vice President of Trade and Workforce Policy, the International Dairy Foods Association. During questioning, she detailed how this was a major challenge for the industry during the COVID-19 pandemic and is an issue that still needs improvements. Ransdell also said some European Union policies designed to promote environmental sustainability, such as mandatory climate-related disclosure and deforestation-free supply chains, can impede trade. While the dairy industry is not currently subject to the deforestation regulation, Ransdell called it, quote, a dangerous precedent. Finally, here's today's He Said It. Please don't characterize family farms like mine as large corporate polluters. That dairy farmer, Simon Vanderwood, reacting to an op-ed in Cal Manners by a Missouri dairy farmer who called for California to drop digester incentives. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, May 6th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.